From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo, August 17th. The systems update, 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets, 5 Python libraries that make data cleaning more enjoyable. This article covers 5 Python libraries that turn tedious data cleaning into something expressive and genuinely enjoyable. Data cleaning is really interesting, but it does consume the majority of a data professional's time. Before any model trains or dashboard renders, someone has to wrestle mismatched column names, nulls scattered across a billion rows, type inconsistencies, duplicate records, and strings that almost match but don't. Standard Pandas handles a lot of this, but at scale, with complex, messy real-world data, it gets verbose, slow, and error-prone fast. Next, second from KD Nuggets. What can I actually do with a small language model? But by keeping these limits in mind and planning for them, we can effectively use these small local models for the following broad operation scenarios. The most common objection to running a small language model SLM is that it does not know enough, an objection that isn't well calibrated.
In reality, no model on the market is a dependable store of facts, and general capability benchmark scores turn out not to predict knowledge reliability at all.
The two measures are not correlated. Up next, third from IE Spectrum RI. RI used to verify toughest mathematics proof yet. Representing a significant milestone in AI-assisted mathematical research, a team, Axiom Math, has automatically verified the proof of a theorem relating to prime numbers, colloquially referred to as the 246 theorem, for the first time using the company's AI system, Axiom Prover. In formal verification, mathematicians task a computer with checking a machine-readable version of a proof. The process is not a 100% guarantee that the proof is correct, as a recent demonstration showed, exposing how a bug in the method could be exploited to accept a false or AI-generated proof.
And then, fourth from MIT Technology Review RI.
What happens when a kid's robot best friend dies? When Xander first met Moxie, she taught him that when he was anxious, he could calm down by exhaling through his lips so that he buzzed like a bee.
They practiced breathing like dragons to manage feeling mad and sniffing like bunnies to boost his energy.
But in the 6 years they've known each other, Mox has changed.
She doesn't talk anymore about her home or do their animal breathing.
Now she watches Xander play Minecraft and talks to him about his stuffed animal collection.
Next, fifth from the decoder, Anthropic watermarks Claude's output, but critics question the trade-offs. Anthropic's text watermarking for Claude is supposed to make AI-generated content detectable.
But critics doubt that word choice stays unaffected, and lawyers are facing new transparency headaches.
The article, Anthropic watermarks Claude's output, but critics question the trade-offs, appeared first on the decoder.
Up next, sixth from the decoder.
AI video market has bounced back from Sora's false start.
AI production companies like Promise are setting up shop around Hollywood's historic studios, using real-time backgrounds and other AI tools to cut film costs.
Netflix already uses AI in 300 of its 1,000 titles, and the startup Higgsfield now carries a $5.4 billion valuation. What was once a tech demo has grown into its own industry, complete with valuations, job titles, and fights over who gets a cut. The article, AI video market has bounced back from Sora's false start, appeared first on the decoder.
And then, seventh from the decoder, OpenAI signs record Ohio data center lease with Nvidia, backing up to $105 billion. OpenAI has signed a 20-year lease for an 8-gigawatt data center in Ohio.
Nvidia is guaranteeing up to $105 billion for the residual value of the facilities and becomes the exclusive chip supplier.
According to the Wall Street Journal, 9 tech companies now hold around $3 trillion in AI commitments that don't appear on any balance sheet.
The article, OpenAI signs record Ohio data center lease with Nvidia, backing up to $105 billion, appeared first on the decoder.
Next, 8th from the decoder. AirTag reveals how Amazon destroys rare books for AI training.
Amazon buys large quantities of printed books, scans them as AI training data, and destroys them in the process.
The article, AirTag reveals how Amazon destroys rare books for AI training, appeared first on the decoder.
Up next,
9th from Towards Data Science.
Loop engineering for RAG, the small loops inside each step, the big loops across the pipeline.
Enterprise document intelligence vol.1 hash 13 bis, the 4 bricks return useful results most of the time.
Loop engineering is what the system does the rest of the time, when retrieval misses, when generation fails the schema, when the listing comes back incomplete, when an API call times out. 3 control surfaces trigger, termination, recovery, and 1 rule that separates a useful loop from a spinning one. The post-loop engineering for RAG, the small loops inside each step, the big loops across the pipeline, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
And then, 10th from Towards Data Science.
How to perform effective project management with AI. Why project management has changed. The main reason project management has changed in the era of LLMs is that the time we spend on various tasks in project management while working on a project, a tech project, has changed radically.
Well, previously, the distribution of time spent for a software engineer could be something like this. The time spent coding has now essentially become zero, since I don't write any code myself.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
That's your brief.
Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.